Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Dracarys, bitches, welcome to Straight Up with Stassi. It's a glorious Sunday, and I'm here with my OG podcast co-host, my Zen best friend. You know, you got a shout out for, like, when I was, like, writing my best friends list in my my book, you were my Zen friend. It was a mixture of, like, you and Sheena Menina, but, like, no. Whatever. I have Christina Kelly here.
Hello.
You haven't been on in a long time.
I know.
It's been like, I feel like a good 6 months.
I'm so sorry, guys.
That's my fault. That's my fault. And I felt like having Christina over here, now that we've wrapped up Vanderpump Rules for the most part, I am really into talking about self-care, not in an annoying way, not in a like, oh my God, you need to take a bath and just like light your favorite candles, smell your favorite scents. Like, okay, we've all read that in Cosmo magazine. We all know like that type of stuff. I think like really talking about self-care in a way that every person has a different idea of self-care and what works for them. It's not all about spa shit. But you are the person I know that is the most, I think that you practice the idea of self-care more than most people I know. Every time I look at your Instagram story, it's like, this fucking bitch is just so emotionally and mentally healthy. Like, it's so annoying. So I'm going to want to talk about that with you. But before I get into all of that, can we talk?
What?
About, we're going to just talk about a few pop or a couple of pop culture things that's going on. Miley and Liam and
yes.
The Hills. Okay.
I'm here for it.
I, you know what? The moment I found out about this, I'll never forget where I was. It's like one of those moments. Do you know what
yes.
I mean? Like where you didn't see this coming. So you're like, I remember exactly where I was when I found this out. We were filming at Lala's house, and our producer, who also was a producer on The Hills, was like, y'all, I have something to tell you after the scene. And I'm like, no, tell us now. And she's like, no, I can't interrupt. Like, you're going to have to wait. And I had no idea. I was like, is this about Vanderpump Rules?
Yeah.
The cast, like, one of our friends, like, what's going on? Oh my God, what do I need to know? And then finally, when we were done, she told me, Miley Cyrus, Liam, broken up. Miley Cyrus is now with Caitlyn. Well, I guess she was never a Jenner because they were never married. Caitlyn Jenner. They were never actually married.
But she did. She took his last name.
She took his last name, but they never got married. I don't know if she took her last name like really or if she just
she
did that.
She never changed it on Instagram.
What's her last name?
Carter.
Caitlyn Carter. Okay.
Yeah.
So much cuter. Caitlyn Carter.
Caitlyn Carter.
It's a really cute name.
Yeah, it's got a good ring.
Yeah. But they, yeah.
Stop. Wait, let me tell you where I was.
Okay. Where were you?
So I haven't, have you watched, is The Hills, the new beginning, is that done? Or is it still airing?
It might still be airing. So listen, this podcast is all about being honest, right? I happen to really like Spencer and Heidi in real life. Like I've known that, like,
you did their podcast.
I have,
right?
And yeah. I think Spencer is so funny and talented and knows what he's doing.
He's very real.
I mean
the fact
very
that, I love how honest he is about being like wanting to be famous.
Yes, and like there you know what to expect from him, and like I appreciate that honesty. And Heidi is just such, like, I will say this from what I gathered, like a breath of fresh air, and just she's like a Disney princess.
Yeah.
And it just like has a good energy about her. Granted, I don't know her that well to where like, who knows what goes on like with her friendships and all that stuff on the show. But from what I know of them, I really like them. I've met Whitney and I really like Whitney.
You know what I mean? I would love to hang out with Whitney.
You are so Whitney. You guys are, yes, totally same fucking yes. I see this. But I tried watching.
I always thought I was a low.
Low Bosworth?
Yeah.
Is that just because when you were on Vanderpump Rules, you were my friend?
Yeah.
And you're bitchy. You're not a low. You're not a low. No, you're not. Because low kind of irritated me.
You were my LC and I was the low.
Yeah, but low kind of irritates me. Especially when I watch episodes back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm just like, it's just like, no. Okay, I think you're way more clever. I think you're just a bitchier Whitney.
Okay.
But
I'll take it.
I tried watching The Hills and I committed. Like, I think I watched like 5 episodes. And I feel like my production company is going to get mad at me too. But I'm like, I wasn't.
Oh, no. Wait. Do you want to take a minute? No, do you want to think about this?
No, I have to be honest.
Okay.
You know, I think there were people in it that
sometimes,
tried.
You know, after we do a podcast, you look at me and go,
am I going to get in trouble? Am I going to get a call and like called into a meeting where, yeah. No, I think there were some characters, like some cast members that like you could tell were trying to put it out there, like Spencer trying to put it out there and make a show and mm-hmm. be honest on mm-hmm. camera, and other ones that just want to be back on TV but don't want to put in the work or air any dirty laundry and want to just look a certain way. And like this, to me, it wasn't as compelling as it used to be. Like it just didn't make sense to me. And I'm like, I know how hard it is for like on Vanderpump Rules, where we really like all of us really try. Yeah. To like put everything out there and be honest, and whether we look like the villain or not, we'll take it. And like this, I just didn't see them, all the cast members, trying in that way. And I'm like, I can't get on board. Like, I'm watching this scene that's lasting 2 minutes and you can tell this character thinks that like I nailed it. And it's like, no, you didn't. That was the lamest fight I've ever seen.
Well, someone who films reality TV knows how it goes down. You know how they film. So it's probably hard for you to really get into it.
But I tried.
Yeah. Well, so, I watched 3 episodes in back to back in bed, and then
like the first 3 episodes?
Yeah. Of the new and then I think my because I stopped paying for cable, that it like locked some of the episodes on MTV.com, so I couldn't get further, or else I would have. I probably would have binged as many as I could. So then it like locked me out.
Okay, so you only watched, you only watched 3.
But I was so intrigued by these 3 episodes, just in general, of all of them, what they're doing. I started going through everyone's Instagram. Like, what's like Brody Jenner's really cute.
But he's a dick.
I know, but he's so cute.
I can't even allow myself to get past the dick part, that like, I can see how he is physically
very
attractive.
Very handsome.
Yes,
yeah.
He's very handsome.
Brody
but
Jenner is very handsome. So, okay, I go on his Instagram, I'm looking, and then I start like kind of looking through different people's. I go on like Spencer, I go on all of everybody's Instagram, like kind of scrolling through. And then I think it was, I got on Caitlyn's. Mm-hmm. And this had just come out. She was just got to like Italy or wherever she was with Miley Cyrus, right? Like it was like,
oh,
right.
So this was like last week.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, like kind of looking through, I'm like, is that Miley Cyrus? And then I look and I see that people are commenting under the photos like about them breaking up. And I'm like, what is, I'm so confused. Wait, did they break up? What? So then I go on my computer and like Google Caitlyn Jenner, Brody, like what, or Caitlyn Carter, Brody. And it's, and they're like Miley Cyrus. And that's how I found out. So then I was like, oh, I'm going in deep. So then I went on her Instagram again. Then I went through comments. Then I went on Miley's Instagram and I went down a very dark hole.
Like, I got in. How satisfying was that?
And I was like, I got really sad because the 3 episodes I saw, she was saying she wanted children. And like Brody was like, I don't want children. And they'd been together for how many years? And then they had this beautiful wedding, according to her Instagram, in Indonesia. I don't follow her. So I was like really going in deep. Like, oh my gosh, they had this wedding and they seem so happy. And he said he found this like perfect girl. Up to episode 3. I don't know if that changed through the season.
I don't remember any scene that they had on The Hills this year being like, oh, this is a great couple.
Well,
it was all like, why did you sleep in your truck? Why did you get home at 3 and then sleep in your truck? And he's like, because you're a psycho. And like, it was just nonstop like bickering. And I've already heard so many rumors about the fact that like she had to give him threesomes and stuff
So I saw in one of the things that he said, like, she's, you know, me and Caitlyn have done a lot. I'm not going to say what, but we've definitely. Yeah. And I was like, whoa, he's hinting at you know,
now that she's with Miley Cyrus, maybe she wanted the threesome. Open. So yeah. Like maybe then that, but I have always heard about like things like that. Like, oh no, they don't have this like.
Oh, see, I was like heartbroken. So I was affected in like a very sad way. Like I was like, this is how I was affected. Like, could this happen to me? Like, I was like, am I going to run off with a girl one day? Like, is Matt like I, my mind started going crazy. Like, how is this possible? They've been together for so long. This is so sad. Why is Miley Cyrus with her? Like, I want to know more. I'm like checking their stories constantly. Like, how did that even happen? Where did Miley Cyrus come from?
Well, I know a little bit.
Tell me everything.
Just because we live in LA. So it's like you know someone who knows them or whatever like that. I guess when like...
You mean you're not friends with Miley Cyrus? Or...
You know what? I commented on her photo one time and she commented back.
What did you say?
I don't remember. But I was like, oh my God.
Do you remember what she commented back?
No, I don't. But what? I should have screenshotted
that. Yeah, that's annoying.
That is annoying. But no, because they both lived in Malibu. So they lived right by each other. And like, I think when the fires happened, there was like more of that. Like, I think they all used to hang out. I've heard that they all hung out. Like Liam, Miley, and the Jenner, like whatever.
Okay.
And then when like the fires happened, it, like got more intense. And like, I think everyone who like lived in Malibu, like bonded with each other.
Right.
Over that. I think it was probably just more getting to know each other. And that's how that happened.
Right.
But I actually... I'm surprised that you say that you watched The Hills thinking like, oh my God, this couple's so cute. Because when I watched it, I'm like, I'm actually only watching The Hills to see their relationship because it seems like there's something boiling. And those were the scenes that I was most interested in because it felt like they were being honest, just they didn't want to. It's like, you know how sometimes like the cameras will catch something where you're like, you really don't want to film this scene in public. You don't want to film it. You don't want the scene to turn out that way, but it just does because that's the nature of your relationship. That's what it felt like. It felt like I was watching like scenes of me and Patrick season 6.
Well, I just, yeah, obviously their first, I mean, her first moment on camera was like in the morning asking why, like how the car was, right? Like sleeping in the car.
Yeah, like if Beau slept outside in a fucking car, oh my God.
But I guess I'm going off to Instagram, which I guess you should never do, but I'm going off like how cute they were. And then I do remember like seeing him telling Spencer, like, I never thought I'd get married, but like I found, you know, he did.
I didn't believe Brody when he was saying that stuff.
See, to me, I'm a little naive.
So disingenuous. Like, he just seemed constantly like, just like about to blow, just like worked up, very tightly wound. And like, anytime Caitlin was brought up, it was just like, he's like, no, I'm like the happiest. And I'm like, I don't need to drink on a Tuesday. I don't need to. Yeah. It just seemed very like, hey, if you're happy, you can just chill. You don't need to really defend yourself.
Yeah.
If you're this happy or the way that you say you are. I mean, I think she's adorable. I think she is so pretty.
For Brody being known for what he's known for, and I would have never in a million years thought that he would have ended up with such a, like, innocent, well, maybe she's not.
Maybe not innocent,
but she looks like very innocent. Whereas I would think he would be with like a plastic, playmate. Like playmate, you know, big, you know, fake everything, where she seems to genuinely be this like cute blonde,
yeah,
sweet little thing.
I think she's, I think she's adorable. I think she's like well-spoken. She seems smart and as normal as she could be. Like I enjoy watching her. So saying that, that's
why I think too I was so affected, because it's like I guess I wanted them to work. Like I wanted that to work because she just, yeah, I guess I liked her. I don't know her, but
I think I just know too much about Brody Jenner that I was like, I want her to do better.
Okay.
Do you remember, were we friends at this point? Or was it right before I met you? Brody kicked me out of his house before Uber, before smartphones. I wasn't even hooking up. Brody and I have never hooked up, never had anything romantic, not once. Like that, we just all partied in the same circles. Yeah. This was like before I turned 21. This was literally, I think I was 19. And I just moved to, so this is before I met
you. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know what age we met.
I think we met when I was like 20.
20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just remember like, we were all in the same circles, and he was having an after party and there were a ton of people there, and then it dwindled down. And I remember like I had said something and I was with another girl. I was with somebody else. No, meaning like, I don't want to say who.
Oh.
I don't want to out some, you know what I'm saying?
Was it? What? Okay.
No, like another friend.
Okay.
And we were at like an after party and I had said something and he just lost his shit and kicked me and my friend out. And we had didn't know what to do because it's like, okay, you have to call a cab from your flip phone and the hope for worst. The best because you're in the hills.
Oh, that was the worst.
And I just saw the way he would do that to girls and just to people all the time and was just so mean.
Yeah.
That it was just... I have always just been like, how is, yes, he's good looking, but like how he's gotten away with being a heartthrob, I'm confused by yeah. that. So when I see like Caitlyn Carter, I'm like, get it, girl.
So
get it.
How, wait, so then, okay, they became friends through the fire devastation.
And, well, I think because they lived right by each other yeah. in Malibu. And so that's how that happened. And Miley's extra, and I guess, you know, and I love Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
I love Miley Cyrus. I just love how she's just like totally herself. Whatever the fuck she wants to do, she does it. It's just like she posts like 27 times a day on Instagram and I still don't mute her. You know what I mean? Like it's I just like how she's just like so out there and extra.
So do you approve this person for Caitlyn?
I do. I and I feel weird being like, yeah, I love Caitlyn. I don't know her. I've never met her.
Right.
I just like what I've seen of her on TV. I'm like, oh, I do like her. So like, I like this idea of Miley Cyrus and Caitlyn together. I don't like the idea of Liam Hemsworth being hurt. That's
so Max DJs at the bungalow.
I know.
And I'm giving a backstory.
Oh.
And he said that I remember, I don't know if he was with Miley or they were like on and they're always on and off, right? But he was like making out with some girl at the bungalow, Liam. Not like recently, but it may have been while he was like off with Miley for a minute.
Okay.
But like, I mean, just like a random girl at the bungalow. Like Max obviously can see the whole everything that's happening. So he knew he was there and all the girls were freaking out over him. And then he got pretty drunk throughout the day. And okay. night. And I guess Max said at one point, like kind of a fangirl was just like being hardcore, you know, coming on to him. And he just started making out with her. So
this,
I don't know. He may not.
You know what? This should be a PSA to maybe not get married when you're in your, when you're not ready yet, when you're not past the point of making out with randoms at clubs.
Yeah.
You know, when you've maybe had enough of that. Then get married because now I'm reading all of this stuff that like they're both like both their teams are like coming at each other being like promiscuity, like cheating allegations, drug use, alcoholism, and they're both saying the same things about each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's all very weird. So that like there are these stories that like online that are like Miley Cyrus was always worried he was going to cheat on her, but like Miley Cyrus has always been very open about talking about her sexuality and how she doesn't have a normal marriage and she's still interested in women. I've always found that really confusing because if you're married, it isn't about whether you're fluid or not. Like you made a decision to be with somebody. So why are you still talking about how you're still attracted to women? Are you not still attracted to men? Like,
yeah.
Like you shouldn't even
well, no, that's like
be saying
that's
that.
Like us being like, well, yeah, we're in a very serious, you're engaged now. And it's like, but I'm still attracted to other men. It's
that,
like,
yes.
why
would you say that?
Obviously, you can be attracted. It's not like all of a sudden we just shut off and we're like,
of course, you still find other people attractive, but you just don't.
Right.
And it doesn't make it okay because it's now like, oh, I'm sitting here saying I'm sexually fluid and now I like women. It's like, not now I like women, but like I like women also. So she didn't say she was still attracted to men. She just made it a point to say women. And it was just all very, you're married. You made a decision to be married. You didn't have to. You could have just stayed like single or in just like a casual relationship and you can say whatever the fuck you want at that point. So I felt like those interviews that she did was just kind of weird. Like if I did an interview after, you know, now saying that, it would be very weird.
Well, but Miley likes that, like pushing the buttons and like going over the edge. Like she's that, like, you know, she wants that attention and she does that, right? Like she wants people to talk. So
yeah, I mean, it seems like that.
Yeah,
but it's just,
I love how invested we are in this.
I am. This,
we're so invested.
I am. I'm a loser. I'm just like, I'm fascinated by it.
We worry so much about what we put in our body, what we put in our hair, all of our face creams, all our body moisturizers, all of that. But we don't ever think about what we're putting up our vaginas. Yes, I'm talking about tampons, okay? Lola tampons are the only ones I use because they're 100% natural and easy to feel good about. So unlike other major brands, there's no bullshit, mystery fibers, or doubts about what's actually going into your body. And what's even better is that the Lola products come in a simple, customizable subscription. So they're delivered right to your door, right when you need it. This is how it works. When you go on Lola, you can pick the different types of tampons you want to order and how often you want them to come, depending on your flow. I'm somebody, I get my period for about 4 days and it's never that heavy. So I never want to have supers. So when like I go and I buy a box at the store, I have all of these supers just to throw away. Not with Lola. You customize that shit. So say you have a really heavy flow and it goes on for a really long time. I'm sorry. That really sucks. My heart and soul is with you right now. But then you can order all supers. Or whatever, just lights or some supers and then a few regulars and then maybe one light just in case, whatever you want. And right now they're going to give my listeners 40% off your first month's subscription when you visit mylola.com and enter Stassi40 when you subscribe. So you never have to go to the grocery store or the pharmacy ever again to go and get tampons. You just have them delivered right to your door. They're all natural and you know exactly what you're getting and it's exactly what you need because you tailored that subscription box to exactly what your vagina flow is like. So that's mylola.com. Enter Stassi40 when you subscribe and you'll get 40% off your first month's subscription.
I have one thing to say. Mm-hmm. Three words.
What?
Hot girl summer.
Oh. First of all, wait, hold on. Yes. Okay. So did she write that or did Brody write that?
So Brody wrote that under one of their photos.
Hot girl summer.
Hot girl summer. And then
eventually like
it just took off.
Yeah. All the comments and like her sayings, like commenting, being like, go sleep in your car.
And then Miley wrote hot girl summer. After.
Wait, can I side note? Where did hot girl summer come from? Now I hear everybody say it. I've heard
Brody,
this.
Brody Jenner.
No.
Was that a thing before him?
Yes.
Oh
my God. You got to get the kids.
See, I thought.
The kids nowadays.
The kids are saying this?
This is what the kids have been saying.
The kids have been saying this.
Christina, ever since May rolled around and people started going on vacay and going to pool parties, I have heard people say and hashtag and comment hot girl summer. Like it's a new thing. It's like when people say I'm shook. People now say hot girl summer. And I'm like, where did this come from?
They're all wearing Filas.
All of them.
They're all wearing white
space sneakers. If you like space listen boots. To my podcast and you wear these, stop listening to my podcast because I just don't want you as a listener anymore. I hate these shoes. I hate them.
I think we're just getting old.
Sheena Shea is 34 and she wears these. So no, we're not old.
And she's not listening to this podcast.
And she wears like wigwam socks with them like all the kids are doing too.
Whoa, excuse me?
You know those like white, big, thick, bunched socks?
They have a name? Those are actually like a brand.
I know. Okay. I say wigwam because growing wigwam. Up in New Orleans, you had to have wigwam socks. Okay. And they were the bunchy white socks. Like if you didn't have wigwams, you weren't cool. So like I would wear those if I only had like two pairs, I would wear them dirty. I was just like so desperate.
I could hear
to,
you
like,
screaming, "Mom, where are my wigwams?"
Yeah, I couldn't go to school in anything other than wigwams. So I call them that. I don't know that anybody else will know, but you know what socks I'm talking about.
Yes.
Who decided this? Who decided this? Because I don't feel like it was
Kanye
the Kardashians.
West?
No, normally I'm like, it's Kanye, Kanye? And Kim.
I could see Kanye though pushing this.
But I don't remember seeing them rock this look. Maybe they have like once or twice, but I don't remember it being like a thing. All of a sudden now every fucking 21-year-old on Instagram is wearing this shit. And I just don't know where it came from. I need to know the origin.
I'm at loss for words.
Do you have any friends that wear this?
I mean, I have white sneakers that I wear, like Adidas, but no, they're not. Yeah.
I have white sneakers. Right. I wear them when I go to Europe.
And my friends, all of my friends wear we all wear that, where it's just like a pair of tennis shoes that we'll wear, but they're not like these ginormous, big, ugly sneakers.
Space shoes.
They are literally space shoes.
Yeah.
And, it just caught fire. I mean, really,
but
right.
I don't know why. I know I have questionable taste in shoes. I love anything that's bedazzled. A sparkle will just like, oh my God, I have to buy it. So like, I know that I might not have like the best style in shoes. I personally think I do, but to the outside world, I might not. But this is something that is just ugly to the naked eye. You know what I mean? You're looking at it. No one would ever just look at it and be like, those are so cute. I need those in my closet.
That is so flattering. Those are so flattering on your legs.
Right? Where
my ankles look so good in these.
Yes, what? I don't understand it. How did we get on the topic?
I don't know, but I just feel old. I feel really old.
I feel old. Listen, there are quite a few new people who work at Sir, and I'm around them a lot. And I'm like, there's nothing more sobering and humbling than being 31 and being like, I guess, you know, in West Hollywood for over 10 years and being at that age and then seeing now 10 years later the new people that are around Sir, and you're like, this is literally like being on like the National Geographic channel, like watching a whole nother breed of animal. Like the way they dress, the way they talk, the things they do, it's baffling what the kids are doing nowadays.
But do you feel like when we came into Sir, the older they looked at us like that?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I felt like we were really chic.
Because those people are still kind of friends with us. And like...
And we were chic.
Yeah, I really...
We had the... I would still go back and wear my outfits. When I look back on some of our photos together, I'm like, I'd wear that today.
Yeah.
Like...
Why did I get rid of that?
Yeah. I think that all the time.
Should have kept it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so it's really... It's very confusing. We were like... classic. Like we were, it kind of like our style stands this test of time. Struggled with that one.
But for these kids, I don't know.
It's so weird. Everyone's taking belfies, butt selfies constantly. Anytime around like younger people, all they're doing is getting in a bathing suit and putting it into a thong and taking butt selfies. Like that's all I see anyone doing. When I was at my hottest, fittest, youngest, I don't ever remember doing that shit. I was never like, okay, let's get a good Sports Illustrated pose, especially with my ass. I mean, I can't lead with my ass, but you know what I mean? I never did this shit, like, ever. I don't know how this all happened. Let that marinate.
I honestly lost at words. Like, I don't even know what some... I used... ATM for the first time in a
I don't know what that means. I thought you were talking about an ATM. I'm like, you haven't gotten cash recently? I have no idea what ATM means.
In my last post, I posted a selfie.
It was a gorgeous selfie, but I guess I didn't notice ATM.
And I said, I'm really into this ring ATM, and it means at the moment.
Oh, okay. I like that one.
Yeah.
I'll use it.
Yeah.
I like it.
So, ATM.
We need to be hipper. I'm not saying we need to wear space shoes or take belfies, but we really should try.
What do we do? Like, my priority these days is like, all right, well, I'm going to like go rescue this dog from a shelter. And then I'm going to like, you know, watch my favorite show on Netflix.
That's my priority.
And I'm going to garden, been into gardening. Like, I'm doing old stuff now. It's like I'm retired.
I know. Listen,
that's how
Christina, I know what you mean. My priority is like, oh my God, I have the day off. I'm staying in my sweatpants and watching what I want to watch, cuddling with my dogs and not answering my phone. That to me is so much fun. Like I'm looking at all of these people go out, get bottle service. All of a sudden, no, this is the thing. I don't give a fuck who's attracted to who. I don't care how sexually fluid people are. Do whatever the fuck you want. Like, We are all open. Everyone in my life, every friend I have, every family member, it is like pride, pride, pride. But all of a sudden, everyone is just like into girls making out and hooking up. It's like a new, it's like, it seems like it's like a new thing.
Do you feel like some people are doing it just to be cool, like wearing the Filas?
Well, I wonder
like,
that.
I'm going to kiss a girl. I'm going to wear the Filas.
Christina, I wonder that because, and I feel like it takes away from people who are actually trying to make being sexually fluid a wholly accepted thing. Mm-hmm. It takes away from that when it just is like, oh, this is treating it like a fad. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because now I'm telling you, I've listened to these like all these younger kids' conversations and they're like, so-and-so wanted to have a threesome with this person. And I made out with Rebecca like all last night. And like, I'm actually really attracted to her. And I'm like, I never heard this shit before. Am I just not friends with any bisexual people?
We would just be like, oh, you're so cute. You're pretty. But we would never like, I would never like pull one of our friends aside and be like, I'm sexually attracted and to
then,
Stassi.
And yes. And then Instagram it and post it and just like make a whole thing of it. And it's like, what is happening right now? Are threesomes the new thing? And I'm just not aware of it. Like, I feel like everywhere I turn, it's just like everyone's just trying to be very extra about it. And it's, I mean, to each their own. But I wonder if this is like, if like all of the young kids now are taking away from like, I don't know, like
or
real
they
shit.
Could be, what if they're just making it more acceptable by having it more talked about?
That's a great point. So maybe we should thank them.
It's more in their face. So
then
maybe
we should thank all of them because I'm torn by it.
But here, I worry about the ones who are just doing it to be cool because that may affect them down the line in relationships and like they're probably not going to date the best guy if he's like, oh yeah, like I'm down for threesomes, like that's not going to be really the guy you want to marry, so it could affect those people down the line.
Well, I wonder, like the fact that like I hear about so many people doing this and I witness it all the time now, I'm like, am I bi and I just don't know? So I sit there and I try and imagine like, okay, one of the hottest girls like that I could think of or something, would I want to make out with her? And I'm like, no. I think I'm just really straight. So maybe I missed the bi boat. Maybe I missed it. And it's just, it's not in me. It's just not, I've like, then like my brain starts shifting into like a masculine body with like, you know, muscles and stuff. And I'm like, I'm just not wired that way. But it's kind of like the way that I feel about it is how, you know, how like whenever we're on Instagram or around LA, it feels like all the 20-year-olds were now born with like 13-inch waists, ginormous asses, and just like perky boobs. And I'm like, I didn't know anyone growing up that had bodies that way. No. How all of a sudden is everyone being born this way? That's how it feels. I'm like, I didn't know anyone who just made out with chicks at clubs like every night and posted about it on Instagram and talked about how they were like into girls. And I'm like, or is it now like a thing? Because I'm like, am I bi? Did I just not know?
Who are you following on Instagram? That's you keep saying.
I think it's
keeps
just
posting.
Like all the new sir people.
Okay, because I'm like, you keep being like, I just keep. I'm like, man, I'm not following these accounts.
I think it's just all the new sir people because I'm like around it a lot. So I'm just like, what's going on? Am I square? Am I just like a loser? And I missed the boat on that. Now I'm in a settled relationship, so I'll never be able to figure it out. But I just. It amuses me, if anything. I mean, I feel like you know what? I'm going to start looking at it like you said. Hopefully, everyone making out with each other, talking about it, that'll just make it more accepted. And so hopefully it's just a positive thing.
I mean, we could go so many ways with this. Or, I mean, it just makes it more acceptable to cheat and veer away and make it okay that you slept with this girl because you wanted to have that threesome that one day. But then why isn't it okay? Ugh. And Jessica and Stacey hooked up last night and I thought it was okay. And then they made it seem, and then you're like, whoa, why is this acceptable all of a sudden?
Yeah, no, see, now you've lost me. So. Now I'm like, no.
Because you're like, it's in everyone's faces to the point that it's making it acceptable for everyone to be so loose and free with like their sexuality to the point where you're just in an open relationship and that's acceptable, you know, where you're like, whoa.
What? I mean, everyone's able to make their own decisions. That's just not for me. So I am never going to be in an open relationship. I mean, Oh my God, I'm so glad Beau's like 39.
Okay, so yes, Beau and I just got engaged, but that doesn't mean I have to give up on the dating app. Just wait. Now I'm turning my attention to helping my friends find their people too. It's so charitable of me. You know, it's like I found my person. Now I want my friends to have their person. So basically what I did is I downloaded this new dating app called Ship, and it lets you swipe for your friends to help them find someone. How amazing is that? Okay. So basically this is how it works. If you're single, you go download this app, create your profile, and you invite a group of friends to join your crew. And then those friends that you invited can help you find matches. And the best part is if you're not single, like me, you can still join to help your friends out. So you don't need to make a profile or anything like that. We don't need anyone thinking that you're being shady. There's no shadiness up in here, you guys. This is just helping your friends find some romance. I love this because it's like, anytime like you're with your friends and you're single, you only want to like go on that dating app when you're with your friends to like look at all the guys and like swipe right or left. And then if you like don't know what to say to them, you're always like, what should I say to my friends? And this part comes in handy in that case, because one of the fun things about Ship is that there's a group chat with the crew that you chose. So say you match with someone and you're like, okay, what do I say? You can start this, you can write in the group chat and they can all write in, all you and your friends. It's amazing. It's so much fun. And I fall into a deep, dark hole doing this for my friends. It's just, it's great. It's just like pure entertainment. So finding a date is more fun if you do it with friends. So download Ship, the app that lets you swipe with friends. That's Ship, S-H-I-P, download Ship and start swiping today. God, who would have thought? I wish I came up with this app. It's such a freaking good idea. What generation is this? What's below the millennials? We're technically millennials, unfortunately, but we are.
Well, you're a year.
I'm 1 year.
Okay. I think we're on the cusp, though.
So millennials are under. What if they don't even realize that, like, they're hurt? Like, I'm getting, like, I feel like I'm thinking about the universe where, like, it just goes on and on forever. Like, and then my brain starts to want to explode because I'm like, what do you mean infinity? And then, like, I don't even know where to go from it. But I'm like, it is listening to these new servers that start talk and, like, younger people talk. It's so different about like their dating lives. Yeah. It's so different than anything I've ever known. Like, yeah, I've dated a million fuckboys. I've been like just a booty call a bunch of times. Like I understand, like I've been there, but it's different when I hear younger people talk about dating now. I think because they grew up with apps. Dating apps. Mm-hmm. They grew up with like the internet way more than we did.
Instagram
and all that way more than we did. And
smartphones. Yeah.
Smartphones. And it's just when I hear what they put up with, I'm like, fuck, I put up with a lot in my dating life, but like this is a lot.
You think it's just going to get worse?
I hope that there will
like,
be
so like. So you mean after like millennials, like what's coming up next? Do you think it's just going to be like, if what's that going to be like?
What it's going to be like her. Oh,
so that means our children, by the way.
Our children.
That's what's up next.
It'll be like her. It'll be like Joaquin Phoenix and her, and our children are just going to have relationships with like robots.
Aww.
Isn't that scary?
That's so sad. That's not going to happen.
I don't know.
I thought when I was younger, I thought like by like in like 2000, we're going to have flying cars. Like I
thought that too.
Yeah. Like we thought a lot was going to happen.
Yeah. But we're like quickly approaching the her phase of dating. Like people now can get like dolls that are so real and lifelike that it's like having sex with a human. So like they don't even need to have a girlfriend or a boyfriend or a partner, a human partner. They can just have that. There are so many app like with like virtual reality games, like there's so many things that you can do that's like simulate that's you feel like.
Oh, have you seen the movie where he is, you can actually go inside of like the video game? Ready Player One.
Oh, with Emma Roberts, I think, right?
I don't know.
I know what movie you're talking about, and I have not seen
it. They sit and they get like, yeah, they can actually have like a sensation suit that they wear, and they actually feel lifelike in this world, and they just sit in these chairs all day and like are in another world.
Oh my God, I want to watch this one.
It's really good.
Later on. That, okay. That is happening. That type of stuff is happening. And people then don't have to deal with like the drama of their boyfriend's
shit.
Yeah,
but you know what always happens too though? I understand this is more technology, but just back to like style is that it always comes around. So I don't know if maybe this sneaker thing we should look back. Was this in a long time ago and it's just, it's repeating itself? Because that's what happens a lot of times is like.
Okay, so in the 80s, there was like the sneaker, like big sock thing. But like, I've never seen space shoes before. Never. Promise you. I've never seen these giant space shoes before. Can you think of any time when people were wearing that?
I don't know. I'd have to like look back and see. I mean, because the choker, I went through that phase for a while.
Neil Armstrong. He's the only one that I remember wearing the space shoes. The choker, yeah, came back. Choker's cute.
The choker was cute.
That's cute. But like this new thing, it's, I don't even know how we got on the subject of
Hot Girl Summer.
Because it's like, I don't understand anything on Instagram anymore. And I'm on Instagram a lot.
I can't believe I was giving all the credit to Brody Jenner. I thought he just made this up.
Wait, made what up?
Brody. I thought this was his like slogan.
Oh, Hot Girl Summer.
Yes.
No.
I was like, he just created an entire.
No.
Mm-mm. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of the kids say Hot Girl Summer.
Wow. I got schooled. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you know what? I like all these people. I like all these young kids. All these young ones. They're likable. They're nice. I'm just confused by their way of life.
I feel like I'm just being like distracted right now with your ring. It's literally you're holding the mic and it's just in my face.
It is distracting.
It is.
I get distracted by it. Sometimes I think I'm going to get in a car accident because I just want to stare at it and with the light.
With the light, the way it reflects on it.
Yeah.
You guys, earlier when I first saw her, I looked at it, and because the last time I saw you was at your engagement party. Mm-hmm. And I was like, so are you nervous when you take it off, like in the shower? And she was like, yeah, I mean, I need to get like a little ring dish. But I was like, so even nervous putting it by the sink, that's got to be nerve wracking. And she's like, well, I actually put it on the windowsill.
The window's always closed.
Literally, I put it on the windowsill. So
it's always closed. I think it's a really safe spot.
Oh, that scares me.
But it's the first thing I do when I get out of the shower is just put it back on. I mean, it is. It's pimp. I will say that. Okay.
How does it feel? Have you talked about being a fiance?
I mean, I've mainly talked about like how I've gotten wedding anxiety a lot.
But you said you wouldn't do this. Like you.
Yeah, I know. I know. I said I wouldn't do this, but I am. and
so I am doing it. I'm doing it.
I'm doing it, and I'm feeling the anxiety. And it's so much harder to plan a wedding than you think. Because I feel like I've helped plan a lot of weddings. I just helped plan my sister's wedding. Like I know how they work. But once it's actually yours and you have to think of family members, extended family members, friends, extended friends, like all of these people, like I don't.
Well, do you want to have a big wedding?
No, a small one. And I want it to be far away. And
I really hope you do it where you want to do it.
I am going to do it where I want to do it. But
it's my favorite place.
I know. Ever. But it's just like going through like it's hard. It actually is like way harder than I thought to plan a wedding. So it's.
Well, are you feeling like it's something you're going to want to do next year? Or you're going to want to do it on your like on your own time? No rush.
No, I want to do it like in a year, a little over a year.
Yeah.
Because I do want to have kids and I don't want to be pregnant during my wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that then I would have to wait 2 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I just don't, I'd rather just the anxiety that I feel from being engaged and having to plan a wedding. I don't need to feel that anxiety for a really long time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd like to just plan it, do it, and then settle.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. I hate to like keep talking about like the anxiety part because it is really exciting.
Yeah.
And it makes me really happy. And it's like a really like joyous, awesome time. And every time Beau and I sit and like do wedding planning talks, it is really exciting. And like it makes my heart hurt. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm like, oh my God, like this is, I can't believe I'm actually like having this conversation. Like,
yeah.
And I get like emotional almost every time because I'm a wuss. So it's just, it just feels weird to be like, okay, so for our wedding, this. Yeah,
and because it's with the right person.
Yeah, it's great.
Like, I'm sitting here smiling because he's just, he's so good.
I know.
I know everyone knows it. They don't, like, people that don't even know him, people listening to this, people that follow Instagram or watch Vanderpump Rules and they see him and they all think the same thing. Like, he's just so good for her and they're so happy for you. Those people don't even know him. And it's like, yeah. But you're all right. Like he's, oh man, he's the best.
I know.
He's
I got lucky. Listen, but I had to go through what I've been dating since I was 16 or something. I had to go through many years of hell. So
I know.
I don't mind bragging now. Like I don't mind being like, you know what? I got it good now. What's up, suckas? Like, I'm winning
like
now.
Like, I deserved this.
I did deserve this. It took a long time. It took a lot of fucking hell. A lot of being betrayed, lied to, belittled, spoken down to, left. Do you know what I mean?
So you're saying there's hope for... There's hope for...
There is. That's why when people, like, come to me or, like, ask me about, like, I'm just, like, not happy. I'm not happy. I'm like, okay... You can be though. Like there's a lot of people out there. Like you can be happy. You have to just make the choice. Like it's granted, but I hate giving advice because it's just like it sounds so condescending and weird and annoying. And every relationship is different and every person's different and what they want is different.
Yeah.
So you can't, relationship advice is honestly just stupid. But you know what is good advice? Self-care advice. Cause I wanted to talk to you about this.
Let's talk about it.
Do you feel like I'm right when I say that I feel like you are really good at self-care? Or do you feel like you're still like a fucking volcano that's like, no, I don't feel that way?
Well, if we're, are we like, am I comparing myself to you?
No. Just if you feel like, because I think it's important that everyone realizes that self-care is different for every person. Like I said at like the top of the episode, you read all these articles, you know, on websites or in magazines where it's like what you should do and what works for somebody. Like me taking a bath with, you know, lavender oil in it doesn't relax me as much as being on my couch watching 90 Day Fiancé for two episodes in a row. That relaxes me. And that is me taking personal time so that I feel recharged and then I can like go out and be a normal person.
Yeah. I actually agree with you. I don't love baths. I'm not a big bath person, but a lot of people like baths.
I sweat and I'm hot and I'm bored.
I want to like baths.
I want to too.
I'm like, what? I'm just going to try one more time and just see what this Christina, is. Like, what's all the rage?
Christina, I am the same exact way.
Well, you do different things too. I'm like, let me add a different bath salt and see if that works.
Oh my God. Like, I'll bring a cocktail I'm gonna light a candle. Into it.
Yes. I'm like, you know what?
I'll put my iPad up so like maybe if I watch TV, like I would be on my couch. Yeah. I'm like, no, I'm still sweating.
I get bored. I get sweaty. I get cold and then I get sweaty again because I put hot water in it. Then it sets in that I feel like I'm just sitting in my own like dirt, like my own body dirt where I'm like laying, I'm literally just soaking in.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, so do I wash myself now? Do I shave now? But then do I get up and then do I shower? No. I'm like so confused by the process.
It really is. And like you can't shave in a bath. It really grosses me out because then you have all of your prickly leg hairs
everywhere.
But like
in movies, like it's like a bubble bath and they're like shaving their legs. Like their like leg is up.
I can't do that.
Do you know what? I'm so confused by the bath thing where I'm like, so do you shower then take a bath because then you're clean and then you're in like clean water? Or do you clean yourself in the bath? Then do you shower? No one does this. No, they just take a bath and get out.
Every time I've ever taken a bath, it wasn't to bathe. Every time I've attempted to take a bath, it was to be like, okay, this should be fun. So it's, I'm like, I either already have showered or like, I know I'm going to shower before I go to bed.
Yeah, but then you get out of the, when you say whatever you're soaking in, I mean, do you just dry yourself off?
Yeah.
Like what if there's like bubble bath or salt or you just got to dry that off. You don't rinse it off.
I don't think I have, but I don't find the experience that enjoyable. No.
You know, this feels really good because I feel like everyone else I'm around is a bath person.
Mm-hmm. Beau is a bath person.
And it just feels really good to be around somebody that just, you get it.
Yeah, I do.
So no, baths are definitely not something that I am like, oh, this is going to really do me in. Like, no.
But like, what are the things that like you do throughout the day or not even every day, whatever, but things that you're like, are there moments where you're doing something? It could be even as like simple as I know you like to have your morning coffee. I know that about you.
Love it so much.
That is a self-care moment.
Oh my gosh. That's it. Okay. It starts with that. I love the process of it. I love either the process of going to get it and then sipping it, the whole thing, or making it.
Like getting in the car?
Oh, I walk to my coffee shop. They have a really good.
So you have to like put on clothes and everything.
Oh no, I don't. I mean, I'm on like sweats, but no, that I'm just saying if like, say when we were on vacation or something, I'm like, right. Let's go get a coffee. Like that's fun for me to like walk and do that.
Okay.
I guess I usually make my coffee at home though, to be honest. Like you said, I don't want to really, I mean, you know.
It is no secret how much I love murder shit. And now murder shit is pretty much like the basic bitch's new obsession. And I'm here for it. I mean, think about it. Murder docs, murder podcasts, women who kill. Like Netflix is filled with this stuff. I have found that like me and my friends, all we do is spend time indoors, respectively watching our own murder themed stuff. But now you could actually become immersed in a murder mystery. And that is why I play Hunt to Killer. I've said this before. One of the first gifts that Beau ever got me when we first started dating was a subscription to Hunt to Killer. And it was soups freaking romantic. And we've spent so many nights just in my apartment at the kitchen table with all of the things spread out, spending hours and hours and hours in silence, just actually solving a murder crime. No joke. Let me explain what this is. It's a subscription murder mystery box where you can be a part of it and be the detective that solves everything. So with every delivery or episode, you will dive deeper into what it is like to be a detective. You'll sift through piles of documents, evidence, and case files, eliminating suspects until you crack the case and catch the killer. And I'm telling you guys, this shit is hard. This isn't like Monopoly. It's not Clue. It's not just like a little game. It is something that exercises your brain. Like I felt 10 million times smarter every time I play this game. Like you have to think of, you have to learn about ciphers, crack like patterns and things like that. That's what I'm telling you. Beau and I, it takes us sometimes like 6 hours in one night just to get a little bit of headway. It's so much fun. It's so much fun. I love it. And if you love murder mysteries and murder docs and all that, I know that you will love this too. And right now, just for my listeners, you can go to huntakiller.com/Stassi for 20% off your first box. So they only accept 200 members per day. So you have to hurry and take advantage of this offer. That's huntakiller.com/Stassi for 20% off your first box. And we can all solve murders together.
Sorry, I have a Stassi lot of dogs. Has three in dogs right in her house, and it's they're like all under us. Sorry, I didn't mean that. I got really excited about my coffee. I love making the coffee, the espresso. I have like a milk frother. I do like pour in the hot milk. The whole process of it.
That's how I feel about uncorking a bottle of red wine in the afternoon, once it hits like 6 p.m. Like we've had some rosé today for lunch, but it's like it's Sunday and whatever. Cool.
Yeah.
That doesn't give me the same satisfaction as if like I've gone all day and then it finally hits like when the sun's going down and uncorking it and hearing it
that
pour.
That sound too, the cork coming out of the bottle.
Yes, the sound of it. And then sitting on my couch and like smelling one of my dogs and then like sitting back. I'm like, that was a self-care moment.
Yeah. So yeah. Okay. Then there you go. My coffee is my moment. And I usually sometimes around like 3 or 4, I'll have another one. I don't ever do any more than 2. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Which is really fun.
I never drink coffee. I wouldn't be able to sleep.
I love espresso. Oh, I love it so much.
Just like doesn't taste that good.
I feel like I need to make, but you don't really love like warm.
I don't like warm anything.
Things.
Not really.
Oh, I have another one for you is your iced tea.
Oh yeah. That's fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
You love that.
Yes. that's a good moment.
Yeah.
I think what's really important to tell people is like little moments throughout the day
that you wouldn't even notice.
That you wouldn't think.
Like when you asked me that, I didn't even think about my coffee. And then it got me so excited to talk and think about my coffee.
Like, and right when you make your coffee, when you go on your computer.
That's the best.
It's like right when I have like my iced tea or something like that. Or like now I've been ordering like from Earth Bar, like a wellness shot and a green like smoothie. Once it comes, and then like I get up from bed, I hear the doorbell ring, I sit down, I go on Daily Mail, and I have that moment by myself, and I'm like, that's such a self-care moment. That the days that I have to wake up early and like say like Glam's coming over or something, and I don't get that moment, it's like, fuck, I didn't have like my morning self-care moment.
Yeah. Cause I don't like do the gym so much. Like I don't have that routine of like go to the gym or like do this.
I wish I did.
I wish I want to get back into yoga.
We really should get into working out because it's time. You're 32. I'm 31. Yeah. It really needs to happen.
Yeah. I agree. I would like to get into something again, but it's such an effort.
It is, but those end up being self-care moments and then it just makes us happier in the long run.
Yeah. I like a good face mask. That's nice.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I love doing face mask.
That's
well.
Fun.
See, I'm more like that. So, like, I actually do like the physical, like face mask, the scrubs, the like. Because obviously, like that stuff makes me happy.
Well, that is your whole life.
I want to start painting my own nails again because that was always a really fun moment for me.
So, see, these are little things that people can do when you recognize that, like, oh my god, I need this.
Gardening. Now that I have a yard. That's been a big one. I have like a whole like strawberry patch and tomatoes and I'm doing all these flowers and I'm learning about like pH levels in the soil and why.
Fuck that.
Like
that's
I have like a little meter and so I'll go out and be like, oh, like put my coffee grounds around like certain plants and it's fun to see them like kind of take off and start growing. And I'm like, I did that. That was like a seed.
So when you're at home, do you like to sit there in silence? Because whenever I see your Instagram stories, I just hear silence or water running. Or the sound of a breeze.
Butterfly wings.
Literally. Then I'm like, is she just...
No, there's music playing sometimes too in the background, but it's always like really like...
Chill.
Angelic music. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, there's always usually music playing or a podcast. Like it's not just quiet. There's always like something going and Max will be playing music, like DJing or something.
Yeah.
But do you want me to talk more in my...
In your what?
In my stories.
Yeah.
Like, hey guys.
No.
Hey guys.
I would freak
hey
out.
Hey guys.
Wait, maybe.
Hi guys.
I don't know. I think I might like it. I don't know. It would be such a personality switch that I would really enjoy.
Every time I watch somebody's story who talks in their story, it's hey guys.
I know.
Like everybody's been asking. Hey guys.
I know. I feel like such a douche when I do that, but sometimes I just have to because that is the truth.
So this is my garden and I just wanted to show you it's doing well and let me just cut some strawberries off to show you. Do you want me to do that?
No.
Okay. There we go.
Don't. I couldn't take it.
This
not
is Disco
you.
And he's really cute. This is my dog.
Well, you know what? That was what was so fun documenting things when we went to Australia together because we have such different documentation styles where I'm like, hey guys,
my extension just fell out.
Yeah. Look at this fucking ratchet shit. And you're literally like Zen with a creek and just, okay, get this. Your wind blowing in the hair. And I'm like, in the air. And I'm like, your hair, sorry, blowing in the wind. I don't know what. Whoa. Had a little bit too much rosé.
I want people to feel like relaxed and at ease when they.
They are.
Sometimes when I go through Instagram stories, I mute the people that I'm like, like I just can't. I don't want to hear your voice again.
Really? I'm like entertained by it.
Certain people I do. But then there's some people where it's just too much noise.
Listen, this is your whole brand. You have made a business. Off of this brand. I had Hillary Kerr from Who What Wear on my podcast last week and I really wanted to talk to her about like how to start a business. Like a lot of people always ask. I know I'm like a lot of people always ask, but people do always ask like I have a side hustle that I'm passionate about, but I don't know how to get it started. And you're someone who's such a good example of that because okay, if people are listening to this for the first time or my podcast for the first time, Christina has a company called Heartspring, where she hand makes all of these lip balms, and now she's going into body scrubs and stuff, but it's all natural. She has face sprays. Everything is natural. It's so good for your skin. It's like all I use because I just have these lip balms everywhere in my house. And
I know,
all
I love
purses.
When I come over and I can they're see like them little, all by your bedside.
They're like
and
Easter eggs and stuff. And so you were working at Sur, just like I was working at Sur, except I didn't start a business. I just went on a reality show. But like you left Sur and you only do this. So you started a business on your own and did it.
I know.
Just like Hillary Kerr did.
It's so scary.
It's so cool.
Yeah. If anyone said to me that I would be doing this now, I wouldn't believe them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never thought I would be like an entrepreneur. Never thought that.
Isn't that such a millennial thing to say? Never thought I'd be an entrepreneur.
Well, I actually did it. And remember, I'm on the cusp. I mean, yeah, it's really crazy, but it's turned into a passion. Now looking back, like it does make sense. Like my upbringing with my parents, my mom and dad,
yeah,
you know, the way that they were so hippie and my mom was always like hand making like hair masks and all this stuff. So it sort of does make sense that I chose that path, but I absolutely love it. I really do. I like sleep, breathe, everything, Heartspring, like natural skincare. That's why I like I love face mask. I love doing like scrubs. I love painting my nails. I love all of that.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah. Your whole brand is this like zen, a health lifestyle. It is like
I wanted to kind of create something where if I decided to not do something related to skincare, like say I decided to start making, which I have taken up doing ceramics and, or
I
wanted to design like a slip dress, or I wanted to design a pair of like bath slippers, or, you know, I don't know. I'm just thinking, but it's like,
it's all in the same family.
It would somehow flow where someone would go, that's kind of random. No, I've designed it where it just makes sense, where it would, you know.
So this is what you're good at that you don't realize you're good at: branding. You've branded yourself your whole life without even knowing that you did it. Because when I first became friends with you over 10 years ago, you still were like that. Yeah, you liked to party at fucking the Roosevelt and all that. You know, we all had our like moments, but you've always been into this. And that's always been your energy and your personality.
I guess you're right.
So
I guess
you just
never really
naturally
realized,
branded yourself without knowing.
I definitely wasn't doing it on purpose. It is me. So yeah, I didn't realize it. If anything, I always thought I was a little bit boring. I still do. So I would try to maybe, we just were talking, like change ourselves a little bit. Like, let me just like switch it up and see what would happen. Like if I did just start being like, hey guys.
Well, that's just trying to find yourself.
Like
that's trying to see like what works and what doesn't and what makes you feel like.
I always end up veering towards that path of like, yeah, the healthy, you know, that's what makes me the happiest.
Like when's the last time you had Taco Bell?
Oh God.
Like, or a fucking cheeseburger from a fast food place. I don't mean like a good cheeseburger. I know you eat shit, like whatever. But like, I mean fast food. When have you just like...
Hold on, wait. Does Chick-fil-A count?
Yeah.
Okay. I like Chick-fil-A.
Of course you do. That is probably the zen person's fast food.
As far as Taco Bell, I really don't... I couldn't tell you. I have no idea.
Do you not like Taco Bell?
I do like Taco Bell, but... I mean, I think I'd probably get the most basic thing there is like
what? Like a bean and cheese burrito?
Maybe some rice in there, but yeah.
Do you know how many awesome things are at Taco Bell? They have
Doritos. The outside like crunchy thing too.
They have Doritos tacos. Have you ever had those?
No.
Oh my God. Do you know that I have... Taco Bell sent me an engagement present. Taco Bell is my shit. They sent me an engagement present and I have now like a million Taco Bell gift cards. Like I probably have like $2,000 worth of Taco Bell gift cards. All my listeners, like not all of them, but like when I was on my book tour, so many people came and brought me Taco Bell gift cards. And I'm like, this is so beautiful. It is so thoughtful and so sweet.
Do you do McDonald's or like Burger King and Wendy's?
Really. Okay. I mean, if I'm like starving and like I've been driving and working all day long, I'll like go through McDonald's and just get like a very simple cheeseburger just because I need to eat something so quickly. But like, I'm not like, oh, I want McDonald's. No, but
I like their French fries.
They're fine. I don't really, whatever. But Taco Bell is like where it's at.
Yeah, I haven't had Taco Bell. We have to get Taco Bell.
This is the thing. We need to have a drunken night together and then get Taco Bell because it tastes so much better after a long night.
Yeah, 100%. But I go to like the taco trucks. We live in California. Like we have really good Mexican food, like real, you know.
I know, but there's just something so comforting and awesome about a Doritos taco shell.
I have a bunch of taco trucks because Max, we know from DJing, we'd stay out really late and we'd go to these taco trucks. Oh, it's the most authentic. Oh, it's so good.
Whatever. Shut up, Christina.
Well, so no, I mean, I eat like I'm not you would. I wish that I was a vegetarian. I really do. But I have a hard time. I just really enjoy food. So it's hard for me. I always slip back into it. Like I end up eating meat and I'm like, oh my God, I forgot I was supposed to be doing vegetarian.
I mean, I love meat.
So, but I obviously, you know, I love animals and all that. So I'd try. I wish I could be a vegan. I just.
Fuck that.
It would be really
life.
Hard. It would be really hard.
Really? That's so hard. Oh my God. Like.
No, but I'm just saying like you love animals. Like, don't you wish that if it was easy, like we could, we would love
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Because when I watch some shows like about like how, or like a chicken being like
yeah head. All of it I get we just, I just we're very naive it. To what's actually
we are very naive.
But
we are.
If it was easy we would all be vegan but we just have been it's just like the pathway that we don't know it's hard
yeah
they're making it easier but
yeah one of the fast food chains started an Impossible
oh
burger.
I've had that from Fat Burger I had that
well
one from
Impossible
Fat Burger.
Burgers are actually really good
yeah
and I can't tell the difference
yeah I really liked it. Yeah. So we should get more of that. But I do love food. So but I here's the thing. I'm not like, ew, Taco Bell. Like I would be down.
Yeah, I'll have a Taco Bell night with you. I know how to do it right.
Yeah, I'll have a night with you. I'll do a Taco Bell night.
I'm going to make you. Okay. I love you.
I love you.
And I want everyone to go on your Etsy account. Go to Heartspring. Well, hearts follow heartspring.co on Instagram and Christina Kelly on Instagram because you will be so satisfied by having your face hydrated by all of her mists because they even come in travel sizes, which are my favorite ones because I can just throw them in my purses and all of that stuff and just constantly put lavender spray or cucumber spray or rose spray on my face. And I don't live without her lip balms. Because I have severely chapped lips and everything else that you buy at a store is fake and there's stuff in it that makes you addicted to it and actually dries your lips out more. And I know this for a fact. Is there anything else I'm not saying?
No, you're my like full-blown Heartspring muse. Like really.
I am.
You really are.
I love it. This is like my zen part. This is like I'm only zen when it comes to face spray and lip balms. That's it.
Oh, I love you.
Love you. All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye.